Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. So we talked about therapy in my last episode, and we are coming back with a episode that's just all about celebrity gossip. So it's nothing very sustainable. I don't even know if that's the right word for this, or sustaining. I guess that would probably be a better word. But we're just going to talk about it because it's on my mind and I've been reading about it and it's kind of in the news right now. So there's this new movie that just premiered at the Venice Film Festival called Don't Worry, Darling. And it's directed by Olivia Wilde. I know her from the girl, the bad girl from the OC. I don't know if anyone else watched the OC ever, but she was like the bad girl, like the bad influence on Marissa. I don't know if you watched the OC or not. So we're talking about her in this episode. We're talking about Shia LaBeouf, and I can never say his name right. Shia LaBeouf. We're talking about him because he has something to do with this whole story. We're also talking about Florence Pugh, which I'm not super familiar with her, but I saw her in that one WWE, like, about, oh my gosh, what's the girl's name? I actually like the girl a lot too. I just can't remember her name. I don't know. You can Google her. And she's in a whole bunch of other movies. I guess she was in Little Women, which honestly, that was like a snooze fest for me. But so I didn't even remember her from that because I watched like 20 minutes or less and I was like, okay, I'm out. The old one was better. And then Harry Styles. And I think that's like the only ones. And no, and Chris Pine. So this is going to be an episode. At first I was thinking we're going to be like having little meager pickings, like this is going to be a leftover episode. But no, we have a full-fledged episode with a whole selection of details that you're going to feast on and it's going to be great. So anyways, let's get right into this episode and definitely read about this because it's taking over the internet right now. Okay, so let's start where it all began. So apparently this film was, I believe the script was written like before 2020 or around that time. And obviously if you remember 2020, it was like a mess and all sorts of films and everything were shut down, this and that. So, oh my gosh, there's so much. Like, this is such a twist and turn little gossip story. I don't even know where to start. But so pretty much Olivia Wilde she's directed one movie before. I can't remember what it's called, like Bad or Brain Smart or Good Books or I don't know, whatever. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I'm like not a big film person. So she's directed a movie before, but her and the same lady that she directed her last movie with wrote this screenplay together, and they started production, I believe, sometime in 2020. So starting off, like, oh my gosh, there's so much little details. So Olivia Wilde, oh my gosh. It seems like she's been through a lot. I don't really know much about her. Honestly, like I said, the only thing I really knew about her or I've seen her in was as like the bad friend on the OC. She was like Marissa's bad friend. And, you know, that's all I remember because I haven't really seen her in, you know, other things. But again, I don't see a lot of movies, so that could be it. So she was married to this guy, and I don't know anything about him as well. Jason Sudeikis or something, starts with a S. And they have like children together and everything, young children together. And they've been married for actually, or they were married. I'm trying to think if they're actually divorced yet. But they're obviously separated at this point. And she was at like some huge event that she was like talking about her movie, Don't Worry, Darling. She was talking at this huge event and she was, you know, explaining the whole storyline and everything. And while she was, you can look this up on YouTube because I did, because I heard about it and I'm like, what? That's crazy. So she was speaking in front of all these people. And then some person like comes up to the front of the stage. This is not at the film festival. This is like, I'm just giving you like the backhand, or the back story behind all of this. So she's in front of all these people speaking, and somebody like comes up to the front of the stage and hands her a manila envelope. It's like one of those big, if you're not familiar with manila envelopes, they're like one of those big, like, kind of like tan color envelopes that people fit papers in. They're like a big, huge envelope thing, the size of a sheet of paper. So she gets this and she's like, oh, is this for me? Like, and this is like live, like this is a live like event that she's like at. And she's like, oh, this is for me. And the person like nods yes. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she like thinks like for a second and kind of is like deciding like, well, this is so awkward. I'm like in the middle of speaking. Like, why are you handing me this envelope? And so then she like kind of thinks, and then she like says out loud, like, you know, well, you know, I'm curious to like, I guess I should probably open this. I'm curious to know what it says or something along the lines of that. And so she opens this envelope, she pulls out the paper, she reads it, you know, silently in her head. And then she like is like, oh, okay, message sent or something like that. So it turns out that the Jason, her ex or whatever, he had a company serve her papers. They're like in the middle of divorcing, or they are divorcing and they're working on their custody, you know, a little battle. And so at this meeting, he like has apologized, and the company, I believe the company's also apologized, but maybe not the company, but he like apologized because so many people were so upset with that whole situation. And that is like, I don't know. Apparently, I'm not familiar with like custody battles, and I know that they can get ugly, and I'm not familiar with like celebrity life, but apparently it's very hard to get those papers. Like, they have to get these papers to these people. So they'll even like hire companies to sneakily, like there's all sorts of like jokes about the whole like, you know, getting served paper, like people will pretend like they're giving you like a pizza and then the papers will be in there. So pretty much it just like their whole job is to just get these paper to the person with like whatever means necessary, which obviously can be like pretty ruthless. And so that happened. And I was actually pretty shocked at like how well she like composed herself and kind of just kept rolling after that. Like, she didn't look like she, you could tell like she was like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe this. But she, you know, just kind of kept rolling from there forward, which I was very like impressed with her level of like preparedness and professionalism. Because if that was me, like, I'm like very easy to read and I would probably be freaking out and stumbling over my words. Like, it's super like unfortunate and embarrassing how that happened. And I think it's kind of slimy, but again, the ex like spoke out because everyone was like coming for him, saying like what a jerk he was to do that to her. This is like a huge deal for her, you know, because she helped write this play, or not play, she helped write this screenplay, she helped produce or direct this film. And so obviously a lot of people were upset with how that was handled, which I don't blame them. But I guess it's not really our business, but I guess we're talking about it, even though it's not our business. I guess it's not my business, but here we are. So that's kind of like the background story between her and her ex. Some, like, during the filming of this movie is kind of when they separated. So at the beginning of this film production and everything, she was actually still with her ex, and he would like even sometimes come to the set and like say hi to her and be really supportive of her. But then during this filming, you know, things kind of fell apart with their marriage, and now they're separated and either divorced or getting divorced. So that's kind of the story behind her relationship with her ex. So now bringing in Harry Styles, which is kind of a weird little twist. I don't know. I wasn't like a 1D fan. I like their music, though. I think they have some good hits, I guess. But so Harry Styles, he's like, I don't know. I don't know much about him. He seems like a free little spirit or whatever. He also came across, I think, in a lot of stories, like as like a womanizer, kind of not like, I don't know. I guess that doesn't even really play into this. And he's younger. I'm trying to think how old he is. I should have like written this down. But he's like a younger, you know, he's from a boy band. If you're not familiar with Harry Styles, he was in One Direction. He dated Taylor Swift for a while, and that was like really dramatic. They separated or whatever. And he's gone on to like do his little solo. Oh, yeah, he was on the X Factor. That's how he was like discovered. Or was it the X Factor? It was like the British one. The one with Simon Cowell, I don't know, and Cheryl Cole or whatever. So he, like I said, he was this musician. He's done some, you know, film, at least one. I don't know if he's done more than that. And so he's pretty young. I would say probably like 25, maybe. I mean, 28 at the oldest. I think he's like 25. He's pretty young. Olivia Wilde is like, oh, God. I swear she's like 38, but maybe that's a lot older than I'm thinking. But so she's a little bit older than him, because a lot of people have been talking about that. And I do think it's interesting how, like, I don't feel like people have been like saying how horrible their relationship is, but I think it's interesting how, like, if the roles were reversed and if there was this young female actress and there was this male director who was older and then they started dating, like, I feel like a lot of people would have an issue with that because of the power imbalance. But I think it's interesting. I haven't really seen that in the press or whatever. But anyways, a lot of people have an issue with, they believe that Olivia Wilde, like, slept with Harry Styles while she was still married to, what is his name? Jason. But anyways, we don't know that as well. But there's like suspicions. Okay, so that's kind of, Harry Styles is one of the actors in the movie. When she was creating this movie or writing the screenplay, she was thinking that she was going to be the main actress, but she ended up hiring Florence Pugh. And she was going to do this movie, though, as her as the main actress. And then the male, the male like star of this was going to be Shia LaBeouf. And because then there was like this whole thing where Shia LaBeouf, she told the news that she fired him. And so after she supposedly fired Shia LaBeouf, she ended up choosing Harry Styles to be, you know, the main man in this movie. And then when she hired Harry Styles, because he was like younger than her, she decided to step back and just be one of the like co-stars and then have Florence Pugh be the main woman in this movie. Okay, so let's talk about the Shia LaBeouf situation. So, like I said, when the screenplay was written, Olivia Wilde wanted the main character guy to be Shia LaBeouf, she really liked him, this and that. Then once, you know, this whole film was like starting, they hadn't started the production, but during all of this, all those like stories came out about Shia LaBeouf, about him being, I believe, sexually, verbally, emotionally abusive to at least one, if not, I think like three of his exes. The one ex that has spoken out the most and really kind of got a lot of compassion, rightfully so, if it's all true, I mean, rightfully so, was FKA Twigs, I believe her name is. She dated Robert Pattinson from Twilight. But anyways, she like said just horrifying, like just horrible things that he supposedly did to her in their relationship. And I have liked Shia LaBeouf's acting. I think he's like a pretty smart person. He's also, you know, I like his like artistry and everything. And I didn't watch his movie about like his life, but apparently his life was like just crazy. Like, you know, just all these, you know, horrible things happened to him. And his story is just like, I mean, just an interesting story. I've heard a little bit about his life story, but, like, for example, he got hired to do Even Stevens, which I don't know if you've ever seen that show. It's like definitely from the 90s or early 200s or 2000s. I don't know. What do we call it? The millennium, I guess. So he like called different agencies and pretended like he was his own acting agent and would call them. And he actually got some interviews or auditions because of it. And he was just like a young teen at the time when he did this. And so he was, you know, gonna do this movie. And then all this stuff came out, a lot of like the Me Too stuff came out. And so obviously he could be a troublesome person to like put in your film, especially with all of the things that came out about him. And so Olivia Wilde, like, pretty much, I don't remember if she like wrote an article or she did an interview where she talked about how, you know, she decided that he couldn't be in the film anymore and she had to fire him because it looked bad. And by the way, all of this is allegedly, because I don't want to, you know, I'm just reporting. I'm not E! News here. I don't have like people fact checking for me, but this is what I've heard. So apparently like she, you know, she like spoke out on how like, she, you know, as like a feminist, like she just couldn't stand for that. And how, Florence was like uncomfortable. Like she, you know, Shia LaBeouf is like, has this acting methodology where it can be like really combative, and she felt uncomfortable with the environment that he was like, you know, giving on the set, which actually there might be some truth to that because he was in another movie. Shia LaBeouf was in another movie with Clint Eastwood's son, whatever his name is, Scott Eastwood, I believe. And they were in like some film like that was about war and this and that. And apparently like Shia LaBeouf did do some things that were like, I don't know how to explain it. Just, you know, he is like a method actor apparently. So he like really gets into the character. And so his character was like a jerk and a mean person or whatever. And so Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, he actually like said in an interview how like it was challenging at times working with him because he was like that. So, you know, who knows how much of that is true, but so everyone kind of like applauded Olivia Wilde for like firing him and, you know, replacing him and how amazing it was that, you know, she had this no a-hole, like, you know, thing on her set and she was all about like feminism and making a safe place. And, you know, a lot of people like obviously were supportive of that and appreciated that she did that. And which, yeah, that's good if that's what happened. But now it's coming out that it might not have been that's how it happened. Okay. So then this whole thing behind Florence Pugh. So she's very, very busy. Like she's in a lot of films. She's very popular right now. And like, I don't know, I like her. Like I really like her. Like I've seen some of her interviews and I just like her voice, by the way. It's like a nice, like, low voice. Like, I don't know. She has a cute, nice, low voice. And she just seems really sharp and very well-spoken. I need to see more movies with her. If there's a movie that you've seen her in or a show, let me know. Maybe I need to, like, watch more of her stuff because I think she seems really cute and smart and, you know, likable, definitely. So she, there's been all this talk that she has like an issue with Olivia Wilde, and there's been talk of like why she hasn't been promoting this movie as much as some of the other actors and actresses and people involved with this movie. Like Olivia Wilde and all the other people in the film have been posting about it, you know, trying to promote this movie. And I believe that Florence has not posted anything about the movie, or maybe like one post. So a lot of people are wondering, like, what is going on with Florence and Olivia? Some people are suggesting that Olivia and Harry Styles getting together, you know, while Olivia Wilde was married to Jason, was like a reason why Florence like didn't respect her or was uncomfortable with their relationship. Other people have suggested that Florence was upset because a lot of times, like, you know, Harry Styles and Olivia were like off in La La Land, you know, just getting their like new love on. And she was like left to kind of direct the whole movie. You know, a lot of people say things like that. And so there's been talk. Why is it that she's not promoting it? Why is it that, you know, clearly there's something going on, and clearly there was, oh, and another theory is that she actually, Florence Pugh actually was like hooking up with Harry Styles, and then Olivia kind of like swooped in and started, you know, hooking up with Harry Styles. And so she was like jealous. I haven't heard a lot of people say that, but I've heard like a few things about that. So that's kind of like the whole, you know, what's going on? Why is she like, you know, not okay with Olivia? A lot of people are, you know, asking that. And then, oh my gosh, then we have to get into the whole Chris Pines thing. And then we can like wrap up this gossip to where it's like currently sitting at. Okay, so now this is like the stupidest part of this whole story, the Chris Pine stuff. Like, it, I think that at this point, like, people are just like reaching to make this story more interesting. And there's already like enough there. I feel like we don't need to like add to this fire because it's already burning just fine and dandy on its own. And so then the last kind of piece of this story, and this was just like the most recent like thing that's happened with this whole story, is Chris Pine. He's another actor. He's in a lot of stuff, and he's been, you know, in the film industry for a very long time. So he is actually one of the main characters as well in this film. So now people are also saying that him and Harry Styles, there's like something there, like not like romantically, but like there's something like they have an issue or something. In a lot of the interviews, which I've watched some of the interviews, and like, I don't know, like a lot of people are saying like how Harry Styles is just, you know, he doesn't take this seriously at all, and he just like could care less, or he's like a really, like, he's an airhead with some of the things he said and some of the things, yeah, pretty much his responses in interviews, which I don't know, I would probably come across horrible in interviews, so I don't blame him. But in some of the interviews with him and Chris Pines, like, Chris Pines like looks glazed over, like he looks like he's like zoning off and or like annoyed with Harry Styles. Again, like, I think it's probably nothing there. Like, I think it's probably super exhausting. Like, they're doing so much press. He's probably just tired, or maybe he is annoyed with Harry Styles, but that's like normal. Like, I think we all have coworkers that we like get annoyed with, or I don't know. I do feel like he takes his film career seriously, And I think like Harry Styles is more of a like kind of, I don't know, free spirit that doesn't maybe take this as seriously. I think they come from like different backgrounds, and I think maybe that could be like frustrating as somebody that like takes your jobs very seriously and has like a lot of like thought out intellectual things that they have to say. Like Chris Pine, he definitely seems very smart and like he has some like insightful comments to make, but a lot of the press I was watching was like all focused around Harry. And I don't know why that is, if it's because like people, because he was in a boy band, so people like are more attracted to him. Like, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Like even in the, I watched the press conference that they did in Venice, and the questions like were all direct, almost all directed towards Harry. There was a few for Olivia, and then like Chris Pine got like one. And then I can't remember the other, the other actress, she's super gorgeous. She has like dark hair. I don't know if her name was like Jenny or something. I don't know her in anything either, but she like, oh, she couldn't look like more pretty. She looked so cute and sophisticated and gorgeous. But she like didn't even get to speak at the whole thing. So like, I don't even know what her personality is like. And that kind of would be super frustrating. I feel like this is probably like a huge moment for her and Chris Pine and everyone involved in the film. And like, I feel like they should have like, maybe like balanced that out a little, like maybe allow, okay, we can talk to Harry Styles for 10 minutes and then let's move on. Because like I said, I don't know, Harry Styles was just like, yeah, acting's fun. Like, it's a fun thing to do. Like, he didn't have a whole bunch of, like, substance to add to the conversation. Like, he seems like a nice guy and very artistic as well. But I think that would be pretty frustrating to be involved in a film and feel like you don't even get to speak or get, you know, you don't get any spotlight. It's all like hogged by Harry Styles. It was interesting. I don't know if that's usually how press conferences go, and it's just like you can just ask whatever you want to whoever you want. There was also a moment that was very talked about because Florence Pugh, she actually did go to the film festival. She's in the process of filming, I believe, Dune 2 or something. And so she was not at the press conference though. And so there were two reporters that asked about it, which I don't know. Sometimes it's like, in my opinion, annoying when like celebrities like won't answer. I know it's like nobody's business if there's like drama on the set. And I understand like if it was my project, I probably wouldn't want to talk about that crap either. But like, that's like what everyone wants to know. Like most people, yeah, like, yeah, they'll watch your movie and they think that's cool. But a lot of people are interested in what happened behind the scenes and things like that. And I felt like, so Olivia got asked by one reporter and then she kind of like shut that down. And then another reporter kind of like also asked similar things, like trying to talk about Shia LaBeouf. And she like shut that down as well. Oh my gosh. And there's like more to this story. It's ridiculous. But anyways, so that was kind of frustrating because it's like, okay, like I get that you don't want to talk about if there's drama between you and your actors and actresses, but it's like in the news and, you know, I don't know. I feel like it is a little relevant, especially like, I feel like, so Olivia has not said anything negative at all about Florence. She has just gone on and on and praised her actually and said, oh, she's amazing. I love her acting. You know, oh, she's just so, you know, she's so wonderful and all these things. And then it's like interesting because Florence hasn't said anything at all about Olivia Wilde. So that's also making people wonder like there might be something going on. The other thing, so the whole Shia LaBeouf thing, where she said she fired him. Shia LaBeouf actually like came out with receipts. I'm actually I don't know. I don't blame him. I would do the exact same thing, I think, if I was in his position, because now this is his career also. And so to be to have this narrative that he had to be fired because he was, you know, creating this horrible environment and how people weren't comfortable with him. I don't blame him. When it comes to, you know, your career, I feel like you should be allowed that space to speak out and challenge something negative that somebody says about you, especially strong. It's not oh yeah, he's annoying. It's no, he's making people uncomfortable and all this stuff. And so he actually released a video and text. And he said first of all, I never got fired. I decided to not be in the movie. There was a few reasons why. I felt like we didn't have enough rehearsal time. And it did look like he released some texts between him and Florence and him and Olivia. And it did look like he was trying again and again to get together with Florence and or Olivia and work on rehearsing, kind of seeing if it was going to fit. He also said he had some issues with the script. And that's the reason why he just didn't feel comfortable anymore being in this film, because he felt and I think he also does take his career seriously. And so it seemed like he just didn't want to put his name on something that, you know, wasn't pulled together, which I do not blame him as well on that. Okay, guys, we're trying to wrap up this episode with a nice big bow. So we're talking about the Chris Pines thing. That's kind of the end for now, I guess. So another thing, there was this video surfacing around of them. I think it's actually inside the theater or wherever the heck. I'm not familiar with when they do these film releases, but so they were sitting down, the different actors and actresses were sitting down in the theater, it looked like, or I don't know, whatever, stadium, theater, yeah. And it looks, well, people think it looks like Harry Styles spit on Chris Pines, and I don't know, I feel like that is definitely a stretch at this point as well. Yeah, Harry sits down, and as he's sitting down, he looks his lips are puckering. I don't know how else to describe it. And then Chris Pines looks at his lap, at his own lap, almost like Harry Styles spit into his lap or on his pants. I don't know. So that is another little conspiracy theory, if you can even call it that, just some random thing that is going on and getting more press for this movie. And I can't remember if Chris Pine said that didn't happen, but somebody from the film also said, okay, that didn't even happen. I don't know why people are saying that. So yeah, I mean, in this whole episode, we haven't even talked about the actual movie, which is kind of sad. I know that things like this get films press and everything, but then I feel like everyone is talking about all this gossip and nobody's talking about the actual movie. And I think that would be really frustrating, especially if you were actually, this was a huge thing to you. And so maybe that's why Olivia Wilde is just not feeding this situation at all. But that's the whole story. Oh yeah. And then last thing with Shia LaBeouf. So he released texts between him and Florence Pugh, trying to figure out when to rehearse. He also released a video, which this does look pretty bad, of Olivia Wilde. She made a video and sent it to him. They were talking, I guess, back and forth. And he was saying, you don't see his response. At least I haven't seen his response. or what he said beforehand, but pretty much it sounded like he was like telling Olivia Wilde that like he doesn't think he can be in this film or it's not going to work out with him. And so she like sent him a video and she's like driving, first of all. And then she's like telling him like, you know, don't, I'm not ready to give up on this yet. Like, you know, we got to get you in this film. Like, you know, it would be so good, blah, blah, blah. Just trying to like convince him to stay. And so again, like that does not look good. Like in this whole situation, I feel like the only person that really looks bad. So yeah, I feel like the only person that really looks bad in this whole thing is Olivia Wilde and, you know, and I guess her ex as well. But I don't know. So overall, that's kind of like the situation that's going on with this film and the actors, actresses, directors, everyone involved in this whole film. I'll let you know if there's like anything that is like noteworthy that comes out. But I don't know. I feel like it's hopefully is like kind of the end of it because it was interesting. But I feel like, okay, we should all move on at this point. If we're just like trying to pick at straws where you're like grasping at straws, trying to find something interesting when it's like, okay, I think it's run its course. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a great day. I have an episode coming up on like Britney Spears and everything that's kind of going on with her family. It's really sad actually, but, I will do an episode cause that's like one story that I try to keep up on because I don't know, it's just a lot of it is actually really sad, but yeah, I'll do an episode where I talk about that. It's just some of it is just ridiculous. It's really sad. Anyways, other than that, I hope you guys have a great day and I will talk to you or hear you or you hear me in the next episode, I guess. Bye guys.